Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about planning your crochet year. When I say year, I don't mean that you should be doing this, you know, at the end of December. You can plan, start planning for the next year at any time. But where do you start? How would you plan an entire year in your business? Well, one of the ways you can do it, and there are several, this is just one way. One way you can do it is by planning using occasions and holidays. Start with those, because different occasions through the year can have a big influence on what you decide to sell and promote for your crochet. So the big one, of course, is Christmas. You should be starting to plan that in July or August. It's a long time for planning Christmas, but it's such a big selling season. And it dominates pretty much the planning of every business. Year is. It can take up a good 6 months of your year planning for this. That's just how much money there is to be made just for Christmas. So that's the big one. But you've got other holidays and occasions in there as well. And these include times where it's traditional to put on sales. So first you decide whether you want to hold a sale. And then if you do decide to, what are you going to put on sale? So, Black Friday, New Year sales. Some businesses hold a massive summer sale. But other occasions are up there too. Halloween, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. And then you've got occasions that are scattered through the year for everyone. But maybe you sell things specific for birthdays, or weddings, or christenings. And so you kind of need to keep reminding people that you offer these things as well. Use these occasions, so weddings, birthdays, christenings, you can offer throughout the year. But use the big holidays like Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's, summer, to be the big promotional times. And then you fill in the rest of the year with any things that can sell at any time. It's a start. And you plan all this out by getting out a calendar. It's as simple as that. Get a multi-view calendar and write down when these holidays are, and write down when you need to stop planning for them, which is minimum 2 months in advance. I would say maybe 3 or 4 months in advance as well. Christmas, 6 months in advance. So you know how much time you've got to plan. Because it does take time. Planning anything takes time. You've got to decide what you're going to sell. And that might mean designing and creating something new. That all takes time. You've got to decide what you're going to design. Then you've got to design it. You've got to choose your yarn colours. You've got to choose if you're going to be offering any customization options. It is patterns. You've got to send it out for testing. If it's courses and memberships, you've got to have time to launch it and promote it and persuade people why they need to buy it. If you use Pinterest, you need to put pins out months in advance. You might need to create videos, need to create social media posts, newsletters. I've just given you a huge, overwhelming list. But this is the reality of selling, is that it all takes time to put together. You can't effectively sell something last minute because it just takes time to bring all these elements together to make your marketing really effective. So starting with this plan a year ahead is going to help make things more organized. And the more organized and planned ahead that you are, the more effective your marketing is going to be and the more sales you'll make. So making these plans are going to help you. They're going to help your crochet business be far more successful. It gives you time to put the pieces together. And doing this by planning out the different holidays and selling seasons is going to help you do that. It helps bring some structure into your year, some structure into your crochet. It helps you stay organized and know what you need to do week by week. It just stops things from becoming topsy-turvy. It stops you from becoming overwhelmed because you always know what you're planning for next. You always know what kind of content that you need to post on social media. You know what you're promoting to your newsletter list. You know what kind of Pinterest pins you need to create. You know you can begin looking at subjects for creating videos to promote those things. Having this plan for the year, it just brings structure and organization, which in turn helps you make more sales because you can run an effective and strategic marketing campaign. In short, this is how proper business is run. A well-run business has a plan. They have a business plan. And they stick to it. It's not as rigid as it sounds. It's rigid in that you kind of have to get this done. If you don't know what your plan for the year is, then you're not going to make as much money. And you are a business. You need this to pay your salary. You need this to pay the bills. So you need the money coming in. The plan does that. But how and when you do the work, that's where the flexibility of having your own business comes in. When you have the plan, you then decide how many hours you're willing to put into that and how and when and where you work. So you still have flexibility, but if the work doesn't get done, you don't make the sales and you don't pay the bills. This is the pitfall of running your own business. It can be really easy to slack off, but the only person who's left being accountable is yourself. There is no guaranteed paycheck at the end of the month in this. Unless you do the work, that paycheck is not coming in. So you need these plans in order to keep your business effective. And making that plan through the holidays that come each year, through the different occasions that people buy for each year, that's going to help you take advantage of the biggest buying occasions, the times of the year when people are specifically buying for a nationally recognized occasion. Valentine's Day. Okay, it's not a holiday, but it is a nationally recognized occasion, and plenty of people are out buying for that. Valentine's a funny one because it comes so soon after Christmas that you don't really get time to promote it properly. Because there's just not enough time between Christmas and Valentine's Day. So Valentine's is kind of always an afterthought and all the promotion for it is done in a very short window. But plenty of people are buying stuff for Valentine's. It's still a nationally recognized occasion for buying stuff. Mother's Day, a nationally recognized occasion for buying things. And that's what I mean by occasions. It might not be a holiday like Christmas, but it's a recognised and nationally celebrated occasion that people will buy things for. And depending on your country, and depending on what, you know, people celebrate, you can take advantage of that. You can make things available, but only if you've planned enough in advance in order to be able to offer something. Making that plan is really going to help you take advantage of every occasion that you can, so that you get your paycheck at the end of the month. The more you can keep organized, the more that you can plan ahead and get your crochet designed, get it made, get your pictures, your videos, get all that done, the more successful your marketing campaign will be. Doesn't matter what platform you're using to promote, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, you are only going to make more sales by having a strategic marketing plan. And that means planning ahead and knowing what you need to do to get your crochet seen and get those crochet sales made. So get out your calendars, start making notes about when those occasions are, and start planning for success in your crochet business.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.